The Daily Gospel for Saturday, the 12th of January, 2013. Saturday after Epiphany. Saints of the Day, St. Marguerite Bourgeois, St. Aelred Abbot. The Holy Gospel of Jesus Christ according to St. John, chapter 3, verses 22 to 30. Jesus and his disciples went into the region of Judea, where he spent some time with them baptizing. John was also baptizing in Aenon, near Salim, because there was an abundance of water there, and people came to be baptized, for John had not yet been imprisoned. Now a dispute arose between the disciples of John and a Jew about ceremonial washings. So they came to John and said to him, "Rabbi, the one who was with you across the Jordan to whom you testified, here he is baptizing, and everyone is coming to him." John answered and said, "No one can receive anything except what has been given him from heaven. You yourselves can testify that I said that I am not the Messiah, but that I was sent before him. The one who has the bride is the bridegroom. The best man who stands and listens for him rejoices greatly at the bridegroom's voice. So this joy of mine has been made complete. He must increase, I must decrease." Commentary of the Day, St. Augustine, Bishop of Hippo and Doctor of the Church. Sermons on St. John's Gospel, number 14, 1-3. John declared what you have heard when, to stir up his jealousy, someone reported to him that Jesus was making more disciples. His friends said to him, as though he were envious, "See how he is making more disciples than you?" But John recognized what he was, and because of this, he was worthy to be united to Christ because he did not venture to attribute to himself what belonged to Christ. This is what he said: "A man can ascribe nothing to himself, but only what he has received from heaven." He did not draw his joy from himself. Whoever wants to find the source of his joy within himself will always be sad. But whoever wishes to find his joy in God will always be joyful, because God is everlasting. Do you want an everlasting joy? Bind yourself to him who is everlasting. That is what John did. The bridegroom's voice, and not his own voice, is what gives joy to the friend of the bridegroom. He stands up and listens. "This is my joy, and I am filled by it. I have my own grace and wish for nothing more, lest I lose what I have received." What is this joy? He is filled with joy when he hears the bridegroom's voice. Therefore, let people understand that they are not to joy in their own wisdom, but in that which they have received from God. If people do not look for anything else, they will not lose what they have found. John recognized that he had received everything. He said that he was joyful because of the bridegroom's voice, and then he added, "Now my joy is complete."